From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting there is a new ceasefire agreement in Syria. Syria's army says it will halt all military operations from midnight under a truce deal brokered by Russia and Turkey and supported by a leading Syrian opposition body. The agreement was announced earlier by Russian President Vladimir Putin, who said the Syrian regime and main forces of the armed opposition had signed on. The ceasefire agreement follows the recapture by Syria's government of the country's second city, Aleppo, from rebels and the worst blow to opposition forces since the war began. It will be the first nationwide halt in fighting since a week-long truce from September 12th through the 19th that collapsed after several incidents of violence. The latest agreement is the first nationwide ceasefire brokered with the involvement of Turkey, a backer of the Syrian opposition. Russia is the key supporter of Syria's President Bashar al-Assad and began a military intervention in support of his government in September of 2015. Philippine government officials say at least 32 people were injured Wednesday when two bombs exploded during an amateur boxing match in the central province of Leyte. A provincial police official said 16 of the wounded were admitted for treatment at various hospitals, while the remaining victims were treated and released. At least 10 of the victims were children between the ages of 7 and 15. Police are trying to identify the attackers. No one has claimed responsibility. Communist guerrillas have established a presence in Leyte province, about 610 kilometers southeast of the capital city of Manila, but there were no immediate signs they or any other militant groups were involved. This is VOA News. Four people have been killed in what state-run media in China describe as a terrorist attack at a Communist Party office in that country's rowdy western region of Xinjiang. Local authorities say four Islamic militants detonated homemade explosives Wednesday that killed one person and injured three others, according to the official Xinhua news agency. Outgoing U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has unveiled his wisdom for a possible lasting solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. VOA's Lada Tahok has more.
Kerry said those supporting the expansion of Israel's settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem are now defining the future of Israel.
They believe in one state, Greater Israel. In fact, one prominent minister who heads a pro-settler party declared just after the U.S. election, and I quote, "The era of the two-state solution is over."
A United Nations resolution condemns Israeli construction in East Jerusalem, which would be the Palestinian capital. Netanyahu said Israel will resolve outstanding differences with the Palestinians through direct negotiations. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
The stern rebuke of Israel by Mr. Kerry prompted a fierce backlash from Israeli leaders. Israeli President or Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Kerry's speech was skewed against Israel. Netanyahu said in a statement after the speech, for over an hour, Kerry obsessively dealt with settlements and barely touched upon the root of the conflict, Palestinian opposition to a Jewish state in any boundaries. In his own statement, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas reaffirmed his commitment to the two-state solution, saying he is willing to restart peace talks if Israel first agrees to a settlement freeze. A man purporting to be the leader of the Nigerian Islamist militant group Boko Haram, Abubakar Shakau, appeared in a video seen by Reuters on Thursday in which he said the jihadist group had not been pushed out of its stronghold in the Sambisa forest. President Muhammadu Buhari on Saturday said Boko Haram's last enclave in the forest, a former game reserve in northeast Nigeria, had been captured in the final crushing of the group. Reuters has been unable to independently verify that the area was captured. Actress Debbie Reynolds died Wednesday at the age of 84, just as she and the rest of the world were starting to mourn her daughter Carrie Fisher, who died on Tuesday at 60, days after falling ill on a flight. Fans gathered around Reynolds' star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame Wednesday night to remember both mother and daughter. Reynolds starred opposite Gene Kelly in the 1952 classic movie Singing in the Rain. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.